don't have to become masters at that particular riff. All I want you to do is understand the theory behind it. Any questions on that? If not, we're going to move on. Not every lick is going to be that hard. When you move on to Sunshine of Your Love, it says at the right, key of D, fifth position. That I didn't want to tell you what shape. I want you to figure that out. But fifth position means starting at the fifth fret. So can you play me, before we play the lick, can you play me a D minor pentatonic scale around the fifth fret? Good, so you got it. Let's play it all together, starting at the root. We'll play like one and two, three, four, like. Start at the root with me, three, like three, four. Don't start at the lowest note, start at the lowest root, which is the D itself. All right, two, three, go. Heard a couple of wrong notes. One, two, three, four. Alright, cool. Close enough. And now this riff, see if you can figure it out on your own without my help. Oh, I'm sorry, before we begin, we should decide what octave we're gonna be in. Now, in this particular shape, there's only one full octave. In other words, the shape we had previously had three roots. So from one to the other, that's one octave, and then from the other two, that's the other octave. This one only has two roots, so we only have one complete octave, if that makes any sense. Like, if, in order to play two octaves in this shape, watch, gentlemen, it would have to be, and then that last note takes you out of position, so I'm not counting that. So you don't have to figure out which octave to be in. It's only one octave. So go ahead and try and figure that out. The very first note is the one up an octave, which would be right. That would be right. So go from there. See if you can figure it out. In this case, it has a flat five, which is not in. Do you guys know what the flat five added to a minor pentatonic, what you would call that scale is? Yes, that's right. Have you done? Have you looked at memorizing the blues scale? Okay, that's next for you anyway. So this is an introduction to it. Good, everyone's got it. Let's play it together. All right, nice and slow. Two, three, four. I'll just keep playing it around and around so you can practice. Yeah, there you go. Good. One more time. Two, three, four. Good. And then, as a matter of fact, the song goes to, it's like a 12-bar blues, and it goes to G. And this is beyond the scope of the class right here, but you would take that same lick. And play it in G and then back to. So thinking this way, it'd be a lot easier to transpose that lick to G rather than if you had to read tab and there was like no mental connection between what's happening on the G and the D. You know, if someone was teaching you this, they would just say, same intervals, key of G. And you'd be like, oh, piece of cake. Right now, you could work that out, but that would be a digression. So you've completed lick number two, Sunshine of Your Love. We're going to move on to, yeah, oh yeah, go ahead with questions.
Why it makes it easier to change it to key of G?
Say again? Like, why would it, you said?
Or yeah, like, why
would it? Because you'll be, if you work out the intervals of a G minor pentatonic, like, let's say, starting at the D shape, then you just follow the same schematic, like, yes, you have to work out the fingering, but isn't that a lot better than being dependent on reading tab and having no theoretical understanding of what's happening. That's all I'm saying. maybe you do want to, do you want to take a second to work that on me? No, I think it's a digression. We're going to move on to Paranoid from Black Sabbath. And it says key of E, I'll start a new file.